together on Sunday morning and you worship the Lord and you listen to a guy like me talk about him and you draw near to him and you go out refreshed and recharged for the week to continue on to be the church militant, the church vigilant, the church humble and faithful to the mission of Christ. Thanks for gathering today. It's encouraging to me. This morning is kind of weird. Imagine, if you would, a running back for the NFL, and he's handed the ball, and then on the way to the offensive line to cross it and make some yardage, someone hands him a Snickers bar and a megaphone. So we have a Snickers bar and a megaphone to take care of before we get into the meat of the sermon today. So first, the megaphone. I'd like to invite Don Soaring and Mike Snyder and their spouses to come up on the stage. So Mike is married to Dee Snyder. You might be familiar with Dee from many things around the church. And Don is married to Sandy, his wonderful wife of 45 years. Pardon me. Wow. 45 years. That is impressive. So that makes him a saint already. That's terrible. Are you guys hearing me okay through my mic? All right, cool. All right, so this is Mike, and this is his lovely wife, Dee. Mike is a greeter, but Mike and Don are nominated or being presented by the elder board to be considered as elders at the business meeting in 2 Sundays. And we wanted to be clear so you know their faces when you see them, and you could go, oh, it's that person. And then you can also, you know, feel free to talk to them and ask them questions. Also, in 2 Sundays, we're going to be doing an interview with them. Up here on the stage, and their wives don't have to be up here for that, just them. So, so sorry guys, but I'll be here with you in the Holy Spirit, and I think He matters even more. So, thank you for being willing to be elders. The Bible says that he who desires to be an elder desires a good thing, and that's in a cosmic, eternal, beautiful, awesome thing. And so, I appreciate your camaraderie in that, and I'm excited for this process. So thank you, gentlemen, very much, and ladies. Megaphone's gone, the Snickers bar. We're starting a new thing here at the church. We're going to have a second Saturday matinee, the second Saturday of every month. We're going to try and do this thing. It's going to be at 2 p.m., so second Saturday matinee, 2 p.m. See that there's a lot of twos, right? Two and two. Second Saturday, 2 p.m. You connect those. Okay, see, we got a good mnemonic device right here at the church. We're going to have popcorn and like lemonade and water. You're welcome to bring your own snacks. You can bring a pillow and a more comfortable chair than these lovely pew chairs if you're into more comfortable chairs, or you could just come and enjoy the film. We're going to watch the classic Walt Disney's Mary Poppins this week. This week. So come here. The movie will kick off just after 2 p.m., and so if you come at 2:15, you'll miss the beginning of it. So don't do that. Come here at like 1:45. We'll be here. The lights will be on. The building will be warm, and so will the popcorn. So don't miss out on an opportunity just to have fun and fellowship with one another. And also, it's a great way to bring a friend and help them know that the church is okay, and they won't be set on fire or die when they walk in the doors. Instead, they can laugh and enjoy a fellowship with the rest of us. Okay, good. Now we got those two things out of the way, and I just realized I don't have my clicker, which is no good. It's back here. So I'm going to run back here and get it really quick, and we're going to get into the valley of death and the breath of life. Now, how many of you like life? Raise your hands. Oh, good. We got about 20% of you. That's good. The rest of you should take some time and talk with them because you're missing out. Life is, in fact, genuinely good. And sure, there are difficult moments in life, and yet, at the same time, life is beautiful, as the 1999 Italian film, which won many awards, will tell you and show you. Life is beautiful. I don't know if you've noticed, but we live in an amazing place. This is a really rare place, in fact. And if you grew up here, you might be missing the fact that you live in a special spot on the place of the earth that is almost like no other place. When my wife and I received the call to move out here, we couldn't believe that God was blessing us with an opportunity to come and work on the Washington coast. I mean, if you just go a few hundred yards this way, what do you hit? The ocean. And before that, there's this vast body of sand that we call the beach. That's right. And it's not just a place where you can find tourists. There's a lot of fun at the beach, and there's a lot of beauty at the beach. And then if you go that way, what do you see eventually in about a mile? The bay. Yeah, and out of these things, we can harvest food. We can go sail. We can watch whales. We can get crabs and clam and all sorts of fish. And it's amazing. We live in a beautiful place. And then we have this swath down the middle where we all get to live. And we have neighbors, and we live with our families, and life is good, and life is beautiful. But there's only one problem with life. It will kill you. Did you know that? This beautiful life that you are living will ultimately kill you. At the very end of it, you're like a candle. You're burning down. It's wonderful. It's good. There's an end to this candle. Life will ultimately kill you. The good parts and the bad parts. It's just gradually coming to an end. I don't mean to be pessimistic. It's beautiful all the way through in all of the moments. I know this, even the challenging ones. And yet, at the end of the day, life will kill you. But I have good news for you in the midst of the bad news. God gives you life through His Holy Spirit. Life that won't end. Life that is not like a candle that burns out and fades away. In fact, the life that the Holy Spirit gives, Proverbs calls it the righteous path, and it says that this righteous path is a growing light like the dawn. What happens at dawn? The sun comes up in most places, right? Not all the time here, but in most places. And when the sun comes up, the darkness does what? It fades away, and by noon, the darkness is all gone, and there's nary a shadow to be found. And that's the life that the Holy Spirit is offering us when He comes on. It's the life that God wants to give us through the Holy Spirit. So even though this beautiful life that we're living will kill you, I'm sorry for that truth, but it just will kill you, God wants to give you life through His Holy Spirit. And so will you turn with me to Ezekiel 37, verses 3 through 5. Ezekiel 37, 3 through 5 says this, "He asked me," as in God, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones, 'I will make breath enter you, and you will come alive.'" You will come alive. Alive. Wow, that's a really, really weird thing to think through and engage with. Now, we're about to get into the Bible. What's going to happen in this room? Does anybody remember from last week? Getting into the Bible. It's going to get hot in here, okay? It's going to get hot.